I spent $2,000 on sports cards last month. Do I sell now? How about now? What about next week? What about after this next game? These are some of the questions that I get asked a lot is, when do I sell my sports cards? I'm going to teach you right now in the next few minutes a little bit about what I take in consideration before I start selling my cards and what you should also take in consideration to maximize your profit in this sports card market. Without any further ado, my name's Boris. This is The Hobby Box. Guys, thank you so much for your massive, massive support. Doing this is awesome. I love giving out this information. If you're new to the sports card market, make sure you hit that subscribe button. You definitely want to get the information that I'm going to be putting out on this channel to help you maximize in your sports card journey. Before we go any further, if you're new to the channel, thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to watch this video. I hope that it's informational for you. My name's Boris. We're going to jump straight into it. So one of the biggest questions that I get asked all the time is, when do I sell my sports cards? And there's some definite signs that you definitely need to take into consideration when selling your sports cards. So we're going to jump straight into those. The first thing that you need to be cognizant of when it comes to the sports card market is that each sports card has expectations baked into a sports card's price. So wherever that current price is of that sports card, this is all based on what the expectations is for that certain player. You need to keep that in mind, especially when it's coming into their season. So as we see in basketball season, we've seen some prices start to rise on guys like Trae Young, Luka Doncic, and we've seen the prices start to go and go and go. So why is it important to keep this in mind is to really identify when you are supposed to sell for a card. Expectations are huge. So going back to what we were talking about Trae Young, I'm going to show you Trae Young PSA 10 over the past year. You take a look at this chart. And as you can see, the PSA 10 right now is the last sold about 623. So we're up above that $600 mark. Now, important to look backwards and kind of see where this card was. Last year, this time, it was right around $75 for a PSA 10 Trae Young. And even coming into the season, we didn't see a massive build. We saw a little bit of expectation coming into March, but then obviously the league shut down and we realized that there was no future for Trae Young in this season. His prices began to dip. There's a huge difference to what we're seeing this year as far as where his team is and what the expectations are for him coming into this season. So as you can see, this was the big push right here when NBA basketball came back around. There was talks about some of the players playing in their own bubble that were not in the playoff bubble. As the season progressed, this card started to dip down again and landed him around that $400 mark. And as basketball season started inevitably to start coming back around, you can see these prices rising. He's gotten up into the $700 mark and has cooled off a little bit. But in this right here, this is expectation that is baked into this price. Secondly, will their team make a playoff run? As you can see with Trae Young, definitely people are thinking that their team is going to make a playoff run, especially compared to last year. There wasn't a whole vote of confidence there, as opposed to, say, someone like Jason Tatum. As you can see with Jason Tatum, he definitely was going to get into that playoff run. So we've seen just a steady increase all the way up until when they did get into the playoffs, and then it kind of dropped off again. So when it comes to the selling part of basketball cards, we have to keep that in mind. Is this team going to go far in a playoff run? For me, if I see that their team probably is not going to make it into a playoff run, doesn't have a lot of hopes for this season, then that will have an impact on when I do sell their cards. So keeping that in mind, there are a couple times during the season where you would want to sell. A would be at the beginning of the season, right when the season is starting, based off of the expectations. You can sell at that point. That is a point to sell, depending on the player who you have. Second times to sell on a player would be after a big game, especially if it's a player that I believe their team will not make it into a playoff run, then I would be looking to sell them either at the beginning if there's some expectations there, or I would sell after they have a huge game and you could see that prices go up. That's when I would sell a player. Someone that would come to mind in that kind of situation for me would be like De'Aaron Fox. The Kings are obviously, in my opinion, not going to get into the playoffs. I think De'Aaron Fox, I'm going to be waiting to unload because I do have some of his cards coming from PSA. So I'm going to be waiting for De'Aaron Fox to pop off a big game or two, and I will be selling those cards. The third thing is, do they have a chance at an MVP, Rookie of the Year, Defensive Player of the Year, some kind of accolade that they could get within this season? That's going to have a big factor on do I sell their cards or not as well. Obviously, last year, holding on to Giannis Antetokounmpo was a great option. He was most definitely going to be in the talks for MVP. Their team was definitely going to make that playoff run. So the best time to sell Giannis Antetokounmpo was right before the bubble, right at the playoff bubble. That's the kind of things I'm talking about where you have to play it smart. Every player in your book should have their own time of when you're going to sell them. It could also be based off percentages. A lot of times if I get to doubling my money, I'm going to sell. It's just a no-brainer. Like if you keep swinging for the fence, eventually you're going to strike out, and you don't want to strike out super big. You know, you want to take calculated risk. For me on this year, MVP, let's move into talking a little bit about that. I think that this year, Giannis Antetokounmpo will not get the MVP. It's just in order for him to get it a third year straight, I just don't think that's going to happen. Could he get Defensive Player of the Year? Yes, he could. To me, the Milwaukee Bucks didn't really step it up. They probably will end up in a playoff run. I don't foresee them being the number one seed again. So with a player like Giannis, you can see that his card has been rising steadily, slowly dipping here and there, you know, and he has kind of gone over that 4,000 mark. For someone like Giannis, this is not a player that I'm going to look to unload at the beginning of the season because I can see that, you know, that they're going to have a good chance of still getting into that playoff run while being on that east side. And Giannis is going to have some fantastic games. So this is not a player that I'm selling right now. Somebody that, you know, is an option for a sale, in my opinion, at the beginning of this season would be someone like Trae Young, Zion Williamson. You know, it depends on what you believe about their team as well. But if you bought Trae Young back in August and you've made a pretty good profit, I think it is a good time to maybe sell off some of that inventory that you have, maybe hold a couple just to see what happens. That's usually what I like to do. You know, I like to keep my risk low on, you know, by selling majority of stuff during the time where I've already made a good profit. And then I will hold maybe a tiny bit less of the inventory and wait till later on in the season to maybe maximize if Trae Young does play the way that I think he will play. Here's another example, you know, looking at Kevin Durant. This is somebody I'm not going to be looking to unload at the beginning of the season. Why? Because they're in the East. They have a good team. If Kevin Durant comes out playing the way that he's going to play, there's definitely this price is definitely going to start rising. He's not at his max yet. So a player like Kevin Durant is not someone that I'm looking to offload at the beginning of the season. I will offload him when I see that he's playing well. He's had a couple great games. Or if I believe that, you know, after watching a few games, if I believe that they're going to make it into their playoff run. I do believe the Nets will make it into a playoff run. So most likely I will be holding off on that for a while. Let me give you a couple more examples. So here we're looking at Luka Doncic, and here is where I believe that what I'm talking about here with the expectations are baked into the prices. You know, we've seen this card get up to the 2000s, but it's already at 1700 before this season starts. I believe that Luka Doncic is definitely one of the front runners for MVP this year, and I think a lot of people are expecting him to make that MVP push. This is a guy who's explosive. He has triple doubles all the time. With Luka Doncic, this is a perfect case of somebody that I would sell some of his stuff and I would hold on to the rest because I do believe that Luka will be one of those MVP runners. So the truth of the matter is you have to come up with a plan when it comes to selling. Always have a plan, a percentage of when you're going to get out. Are you looking at the team? Is the team a good playoff run? Because it doesn't make sense. So if you're somebody that wants to invest in De'Aaron Fox, guys, you're going to be able to get De'Aaron Fox again next year. So paying for De'Aaron Fox right now, I don't think is the best investment of your money. When it comes from an investment standpoint, you're not going to make profits off of investing in you know, someone like De'Aaron Fox this year. I don't believe someone like Jason Tatum. I think that's great. Like Jason Tatum, the Boston Celtics are going to make it into the playoffs every year. Great from an investment standpoint, especially if you think that he's going to step it up another notch. So just a quick recap. there are some expectations that are baked into these prices. Just remember that. Number two, always look at the team. Does the team have a good chance of being playoff contender? Will they make a playoff run? And number three, is the player going to have a chance at MVP, rookie of the year, defensive player of the year, anything like that that could get his car marks going up, especially even looking at vintage as well. Hall of Famers getting inducted into the Hall of Fame is another thing that you look at. One thing to keep in mind too is that there are a lot of players that haven't risen at this point yet, in my opinion, to where they need to be. People like LeBron, people like Giannis. It's a lot of the veteran players who've been around for a while. So I think there's still a lot of good opportunities there. You got to look at these cards in seasons from an investing standpoint. So yeah, I hope you keep that in mind. All right, guys. Well, that's going to do it for today's video. Appreciate you guys staying through to the end. If it was very informative for you, make sure you smash that like button and stay tuned. I have a collab video coming up with Personal Finance Dad and the Comeback Card Investor coming up. So until next time, guys, peace.